from the side of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala for taking part in these programs, inshallah. So all the brothers are requested to come forward. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiru wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون صدق الله العظيم. Most respected elders, friends, mothers and sisters in Islam that are listening to this program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The most important thing in a person's life is time. We came in this world in time. We were born in time. We live in time. And we pass away in time. Everything relates to our life is about time. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala refers to various angles and dimensions of time in the Quran Kareem. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala takes us to a point of time before we came into this world. He tells us in the Quran Kareem, هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَسْكُورًا. Allah is taking us to a time before our time. Did the time not come to you, to man, where he was not anything worth mentioning? So Allah is taking us up to a time before our time. And in fact, in the Quran Kareem, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala refers to a time where Allah has the power to make the actions of man dormant in time. You're living in time, but in the time your actions are dormant and they're like non-existent. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala refers to the incident of the youngsters in the cave. And in the Quran Kareem, he says, وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ ثَلَاثَ مِئَةِ سِنِينَ وَازْدَادُوا تِسْعَى. These youngsters, they lived in the cave for 309 years. So Allah is referring to a time, but in the time, these youngsters were sleeping. So Allah has the power in time to even make our actions dormant as well. In the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala refers to three cycles of life. Allah الذي خلقكم من ضعف ثم جعل من بعد ضعف قوة ثم جعل من بعد قوة ضعفا وشيبة. Allah is referring to time, the importance of time and different cycles of life. First, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has created you weak. As a child that you come, as a baby, you have no strength, you have no energy. Over a period of time, strength and energy develops in a person. Then another cycle comes in your life where you are very strong, you are in your youth, full of strength, full of energy. And then a time comes in your life when there is a decline. Now, old age sets in, weakness sets in. So Allah refers to the different aspects of life and time in the life of an individual. And in fact, there's so much of reference of time in the Quran Kareem that Allah Tabarak refers to Salah, in time. Inna salat kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaban mawquta. That salat, it's supposed to be performed in prescribed time. So Allah is referring to time again. Allah refers to the fasting the month of Ramadan. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala al-ladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon ayyaman ma'dudat. Fasting is prescribed in the month of Ramadan. And then Allah says that look, the time is there, but these are limited number of days. Allah Ta'ala refers to various other laws in Islam pertaining to time. If a person is married, and unfortunately marriage has been unsuccessful, they had a divorce, then for a woman, they had a waiting period. يَتَرَبَّصْنَا بِأَنفُسِهِنَّ ثَلَاثَةَ قُرُوءٍ. That if she's a woman that experiences menses, then 3 menstrual cycles. If she does not experience menses, then it's going to be 3 months. And if she's a conceived woman, then her iddat will be right until she gives birth. Likewise, Allah refers to another time period. A woman, she becomes a widow. If she is conceived, then her iddat of death will be till birth. Otherwise, it's going to be 4 months and 10 days. Various aspects of life and time, Almighty Allah Tabarak refers to in the Quran Kareem. Allah Ta'ala also punishes through time. In the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala refers to a day of Qiyamah. وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. One day of the day of Qiyamah will be equivalent to 1,000 years. And in the 29 Juz of the Quran Kareem, Allah refers, تَعْرُجُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ إِلَيْهِ فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ 50,000 سَنَةً. One day of the day of Qiyamah is equivalent to 50,000 years. This Allah refers to in relation to punishment of the kuffar. So if Allah wants to punish, Allah also punishes through time. And again, when Allah wants to reward, Allah rewards through time. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرُ وَمَا أَدْرَكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرُ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has made the ibadat of one night more than 1,000 months. So when Allah wants to reward, Allah rewards to time as well. Most respected elders and friends, when a person is running a business, he has the assets of his business. A clever, intelligent, proficient businessman is he who looks after his asset, works hard, and then with the profit he increases his asset over a period of time. A foolish businessman is he who's got assets, he does not work hard, and he eats into his assets. Such a business is going to be in a decline, and it will be at a loss. The most important asset Allah has given you and I is the asset of time. Yes, of course, there's a difference between a business asset and the asset of time. A business asset is something that is tangible, something that you can see, something that you can touch, and it is something that is solid. Unlike the asset of time, it is non-tangible. That's something that you can see. And at the same time, it's not something that is solid. It is liquid. Like how water flows, time also flows. It is sayal. It moves. It doesn't remain solid in one place. And with that asset of time that we have, like how a business person look after his asset, he will work hard and he'll increase his profits. And then over time, he increases asset. For us, we can't change that asset of time. All we can do is to convert that thing into something useful by doing amal salihah and good deeds. So that we could preserve it in the qabr in our akhir. In the Quran Kareem, in the 18 Juz, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala tells us, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah speaks about 10 qualities of a believer that makes a person falah and successful. And as I mentioned to you all yesterday, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he says that there's no word in the Urdu language that can adequately translate the word qad aflaha. Loosely in English we translate it, it's been successful. Now in the Urdu language you can't find an adequate expression to translate qad aflaha. Where will you find it in the English language? But generally we would translate it just for our understanding that the believers are absolutely successful. And then Allah enumerates 10 qualities that makes a person successful. Yesterday I spoke about one, how a person can bring about khushu' in a person's salah. And today, the second part of it, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِدُونَ. That one of the outstanding qualities of a believer is, he abstains from everything that is futile. Doesn't matter to him, doesn't bother him. He's got nothing to do with his life. He doesn't waste his time in things that is futile. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reported to have mentioned, مِنْ حُسْنِ إِسْلَامِ الْمَرْءِ تَرْكُهُ مَا لَا يَعْنِي. The beauty of a person's iman, the beauty of a person's Islam is, he stays away from things that does not concern him, that does not bother him. The word laghwa refers to something that has no benefit whatsoever. No worldly benefit, no benefit in terms of the akhirat. The attitude of a believer, of a mu'min is, that he always look at his time, protect his time, guard his time. This is the most important asset of his life. He can't waste it. And he has to bring his asset of time into a most profitable use. Something that can be of use to him. In the tafsir, in the Quran Kareem, in Surah Al-Asr, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala speaks about the importance of time. He says, "Wal Asr." Allah takes an oath on time. And the reason why Allah takes an oath on time, because the most important asset, commodity that's given to a human being is time. And Allah takes qasam on important things. Had time not been important, Allah wouldn't have taken a qasam and oath on time. And then Allah speaks about how man wastes his time. Innal insan lafi khusr. Indeed, man is at a loss. We don't use our time as we're supposed to be using our time. The time that Allah has given us. We come in this world with a very limited time. Allah tells us that in the hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, أَعْمَارُ أُمَّتِي بَيْنَ سِتِّينَ وَسَبْعِينَ. The lives of my ummah, they are between 60 and 70. Now, analyze our lives. Some of us are close to 60 already. And by the time a person becomes baligh, his 15 years gone out, 45 years left of his life, and from the 45 hours, years, if 12 hours goes easy, eating, sleeping, drinking, and other thing else, then we are left almost about 20 years. And to use that amount of time for the akhirat, which is eternal, if you put the life of every human being as a quantum, and you compare it with the life of the akhirat, millions and trillions of years compared with the life of the akhirat, then it is not even equivalent to a drop in the ocean. What about my time and your time put together, where we have to learn, we prepare for the eternal akhirat? That's why Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّزِيرُ. Allah speaks about the time, the life, the umr He has given us. That they have not given you a life, and the warner has come to you. When I look around, then I see many of our people, we've already got grey beards. We already got grey strands. Allah is speaking about the warner. Mufassirin mentioned the warner refers to in this Quran, in this ayat, where Allah speaks about life, is referring to the grey strands of hair that we have. The warner came. It's not long before we're going to go in the qabr. It's not long before we're going to start our long arduous journey toward the qabr and the akhirat. The time is near. A clever, intelligent person, that person will understand and realize and use his time in a most profitable way. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, in the explanation of this particular verse, he quotes a poem, expounding on the importance of time. حَيَاتُكَ أَنْفَاسٌ تُعَدُّ فَكُلَّمَا مَرَى نَفَسٌ إِنْ تَقَسْتَ بِهِ جُزْءًا. The poet says, what is life? Life is the name of few breaths that we're taking in. We take a breath in, we take a breath out. We take a breath in, we take a breath out. And every time we take a breath out, one portion of our life is decreasing. My Shaykh, Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Hasan Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayh, drawing the attention to time, he used to give us a beautiful example. In the olden days, a person, he used to make ice. And from the rural area, he'll go to a town and he will sell that ice. In those days, there wasn't fridges or anything like that. So the few people had the facility to make the ice. And then he would go to the town, stand by the street, and he would sell that ice. Now, if he would sell that ice before the sun rises, he would go home back with the income. But if he wastes his time, don't even make an effort to sell that ice, and the sun rises, the sun is going to melt that ice. You're going to go home empty-handed. Just like that, our lives is like a block of ice. It's melting away, it's melting. Every second is going. We can't afford going to Akhirat empty-handed. It is very, very important for us to value our time and use our time in a most profitable way. When we look in our lives of our akabirin, our pious elders, pious ancestors, how they value time. There was one person, he used to have kashf of the qubur. In the field of suluk and tasawwur, you call it the sahibul kashf. That when a person, Allah bless certain people, that when they're standing by the grave, they know what is happening to an inmate of the grave. So there was one such particular person, he was blessed with this ni'mat and bounty of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that he was able to detect and understand what's happening to an inmate of the grave. And within one grave, and he observed the person in the grave that is making tilawat of the Quran. So the person was surprised that when a person normally passes away, he doesn't do any action. How come this person making tilawat of the Quran in the cover? So he got talking to him. Now this is something that we can't understand with our logic, but in the field of suluk and tasawuf, when the souls in alabi arwah meet, then they enter into communication. So he got into a discussion with this person and asked this person that, how is it that you are reading the Quran? I think the Quran you read in the world and did the amal salih, when you go in the qabr, everything comes to an end. So the person said, when I had passed away, and after the angels came and asked me the question, Mar Rabbuk, Ma Deenuk, who is your Rabb, what is your Deen, and asked me about Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, after I successfully gave the answer, then the angel asked me, what would you like to do? So I told the angels that in the world I enjoyed tilawat of the Quran. Allah gave me the Quran, and when I used to read the Quran, that was my pastime. I used to enjoy reading the Quran Kareem. I would be very honored and fortunate if Allah blesses me the opportunity to read the Quran in the qabr. So the person says, from the time I passed away, right until now when you are talking to me, I finished off 70,000 khatams of the Quran Kareem. But he mentioned something else. He said, you may be surprised, 70,000 Qurans in the qabr. But he tells, inmate of the grave is telling the person standing on the top of the earth that, you know, this 70,000 times of reading the Quran, it is just like a pastime. It's not the world of taklif. It's not the world where you're obligated to do something. If you are alive and you are living in the world, your one subhanallah, that is more valuable than me reading 70,000 times completion of the Quran Kareem. Because you are living in this world. The time is valuable of one subhanallah. The reward and the ajr of that one subhanallah, it is more greater than the completion of 70,000 times reading Quran the Qabr. This is the time Allah has given us. Utilize that time. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he was traveling somewhere, he saw a grave nearby. He stopped. Dismounted from the animal, he read 2 rakat salah. So somebody asked him, that whose grave is that? Is it somebody that you know that you dismounted and you probably read 2 rakat salah? Say, I don't know whose grave it is. But the reason why I dismounted is because I thought of one hadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. A time will come when a person will be in his qabr and he will think to himself that had I been alive, I would have read 2 rakat salah. And I thought to myself, that person is dead. If that thought is going across his mind, then at least I'm alive. Let me go read 2 rakat salah. See how they value the time. Our akabir, Dawood Tai rahmatullah alayh, who is a great Sufi and a muhaddis of his time, he used to value time so much that he used to always eat wet roti. You know, normally when you eat roti bread, You like to eat it dry. When it's a little wet, then we don't like to eat it because it loses the taste. So he used to only eat wet roti. Somebody asked him, why do you do this? Why are you spoiling the enjoyment of the roti? Eat proper roti. Why are you eating it wet? So he should say, he said that I calculated the time. Now just think, very far-fetched. We wouldn't even think about it. I calculated the time between eating a dry bread and eating a wet bread. You know, when you eat dry bread, first it has to get soft in your mouth and then it'll go down your throat. But in the case of the roti being already wet, you don't have to chew it much. It's already going down your throat. So you say, I calculated the time between eating dry bread and wet bread, that in that time I was able to recite 50 ayats of the Quran Kareem. And for that reason, to be able to recite those ayats of the Quran Kareem, I eat wet roti. Can we think? Do we ever think in that way? Very far-fetched. We know, we think these are fairy tales. Ali Jurjani Rahmatullahi was a great muhaddis. He always used to take like wheat, crushed wheat and barley, and he used to puff it in his mouth. Now the same wheat and barley is made in roti. One way is to make it into roti, into bread, and then you take your time and you eat it. He never used to eat roti. The main purpose of the bread is the wheat and the barley and the vitamins that is in it, and it goes down your system. You have energy with that. But he shouldn't eat it in the form of roti. He used to take that wheat, that crushed wheat, and should puff it in his mouth. Somebody asked him that, why do you do that? So he said, I calculated the time between eating eating roti bread and puffing that barley in my mouth. In that period of time, I'm able to read 70 times Subhanallah. Just to facilitate that. Just to facilitate that, so my investment in the akhirat increases. This is how our akabirin, our elders thought. There were two people. They came to Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Jane Jana Rahmatullah Ali. They came from Baghdad. Maulana Mazhar Jane Jana was a great wali, spiritual guide. People used to come to visit him and take bayat and allegiance on his hands. So, when these people came, two people came from Baghdad, they happened to be sitting by the pond to make wuzu. Like how in India you get, you don't get those taps. Many of the places they have the ponds and you make wuzu from those ponds. So these two people, before meeting Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahib, they were talking, not realizing Hazrat Maulana is not far away from them. They haven't seen Maulana, but Maulana was not sitting far away from them and he was hearing the discussion of these two people. And these two people were saying, one was telling to other, you know that, one was saying to other, this pond is bigger than the pond that we have in Baghdad. So other one is saying, no. The pond that we have in Baghdad is bigger than this one. Anyway, they were at Namaz. After Namaz, they went to Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Jane Jana Rahmatullah Ali. To Hazrat, we came to take bayat. Hazrat mentioned, before taking bayat, I heard the discussion you all had about the size of the pond. First go measure the pond in Baghdad. Measure the pond that is here in India. After you finish up with all that, then you come and see me. Just to teach a lesson that sometimes we enter into futile discussions. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported and mentioned, نَعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ الصِّحَّةِ وَالْفَرَاخِ. Two great ni'mats of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Many people are at a loss with that. Two ni'mats. One ni'mat is as-siha, good health. How often we, every one of us, experience it as we go on in life. Probably we eat the wrong stuff, we do the wrong things, and then it affects our health, and then it affects our ibadat. Allah must give us tawfiq to look after our health as well. The doctors always tell us that. Sometimes they scold us also. And then, wal farah. And the second thing is free time. This great ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You know, when we got that free time, use it. And you know, every second is so valuable, so valuable. Just, I'll quote one hadith and I will terminate with that. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, reading one time, Subhanallah, tamla'ul mizan. Subhanallah, it's two words. It probably not even take 1 second or 2 seconds. Say Subhanallah. The ajr and the reward of that is that the scales, on the day of Qiyamah, the scales of reward will be filled up by saying Subhanallah. And with that you add, Alhamdulillah, Nabi Kareem Sallam mentioned that tamla'an ma bayna sama'i wal ard. The ajr and reward of it is so great, just saying subhanallah and alhamdulillah, the area between the sky and the earth is filled up with ajr and reward. Now, with that, how much of reward you can get? Now imagine if somebody has to tell you, say, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, I'll give you so much of wealth. I think every one of us immediately will take out our tasbihs. Why? Because we're going to get so much of thousands of rands. But yeah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that say, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, the area between the sky and the earth will be filled up with ajr and reward. And that is that the value of the time. Brothers, tonight will be another odd night. Potential night of Laylatul Qadr. And I'm speaking about this so that we understand the value of our time and we gear up ourselves before every odd night. Tonight I need to free myself. I don't need to talk to anyone. I need to increase my tilawat of the Quran. I need to increase my zikr. I need to do some reading through. I could increase my spirituality, my closeness, my taluk with Allah. I got a big business to do for the akhirat. You see, when Christmas time comes, see how the businessmen, how they conduct themselves. Somebody come and talk to him. Why don't talk to me now? Talk to me after Christmas. Or when it comes to other business occasion, when a person is busy, why? I got no time now. Now, I'm very, very busy. Come see me. At least you'll be sensitive to my time. You know I'm busy now. We might even scold a person. But when it's time for us to make business for the akhirat, why do we waste our time? Allah grant us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.